So let's move on to the what we were talking about. We talked about last week about what you could and can't do before davening. So we were the first thing. So we were talking about the zman of tefillah, when to start, and then we talked about saying shalom aleichem before davening. And that's if you could say hello, good morning, shalom aleichem before davening, whatever. It gets a little it can get a little sticky, but. Okay, so the next thing is the next sif in Shulchan Aruch is what business and other asiyas chafatzah you're allowed to do before davening. If you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says that if you're not allowed to do asiyas chafetzah before davening, you're not allowed to do your own business stuff or your own needs before you daven. So the that's fine. Come here. So. First of all, the hashkafa behind that, the reason for that is, the kapshuta you'd say, is that the reason why you're not allowed to is because you're showing that that particular business or that particular inyan that you're doing is more important than davening. You're starting your day, you're doing this inyan before you daven, you're giving it too much chashivas, more than davening. But Reb Chaim Friedlander writes that the pshat is a little different. Pshat is because by you going and involving yourself in this tzorech, this business deal, whatever it is that you're doing, then before you daven, you're showing that you feel that you can accomplish this and without davening.
You davened yesterday.
That you feel that, you know, you don't need to see out the shmai of davening to accomplish this accomplishment. And that's the problem. The problem isn't so much that you're giving it chashivas, but you have to show that you need to come onto the siyata d'shmai of it. Okay? So anyway, so the Gemara says like this, that you're not allowed to do it. However, it's an isra of chafatzav. So we're going to see a few cases where it's a difference whether you're doing it for a mitzvah or you're doing it for yourself. Because it's only that you're not allowed to do chafatzav, your needs. But chafte shemayim, if it's chafte shemayim, means it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do. So for example, one thing you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to go shopping before davening. So for example, let's say you, on your way to shul, you want to chop around some milk. You go to the store, get some milk. You're not allowed to do that before davening. You're not allowed to buy food before davening.
Wow.
So.
Don't call it food.
But probably for Shabbos.
Because that's chafatzav. That's what Gemara says. That's called, what's the exact Lashon of the Gemara? But the Lashon here is, asur lo lehisasek b'tzrachav. Anything's your personal need. So taking care of your personal needs is a problem. It's more convenient for you. It's more convenient for you to buy it before davening. Buying it afterwards, you should wait till after davening. You're not allowed to do it before. Because
so what you're saying is, if somebody wants a cup of coffee before, they can't stop at Dunkin' Donuts or somewhere, 7-Eleven, wherever, to get it.
Oh, well, coffee is different because you're allowed to drink it before that. Well, let's get to coffee first, then we'll talk about buying it. First we have to talk about drinking it, then we'll talk about buying it. But yeah, maybe that's different. But I'm saying, let's say you're going to have your bowl of milk of cereal after davening. On the way to the store, you pick up the milk because it's more convenient. You can do that after. But you know, it's more convenient. What?
You want to tell the chocolate?
What time is Shacharis?
I'm talking about Shacharis,
yeah. And Mincha, they talk about it, it's confusing Mincha. I'm talking about Shacharis now. Okay, however, on Erev Shabbos, that buying food is a mitzvah. Buying food for Shabbos is a mitzvah. For Shabbos, you're allowed to go on Friday morning before davening to go buy your food. You know, for example. So in other words, if it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do. Or for example, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that let's say that your kids are going off to school and they don't have lunches. And you need to go run to the store, get something for them on your way to shul, and then you'll go to daven. So you're allowed to do that because that's a mitzvah. To send your kids off, they could learn. That's a mitzvah. He also says over there, if your wife is going to lose her mind, it's also a mitzvah to do chesed. She should, you know, that what? Shalom Bayis also goes into the cheshbon there. So he says it's chesed, whatever. But the point is, if it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to. But stamazoi, a convenience, you know, it's going to be a big pain to go later, or you have a meeting, you're not going to be able to do it later. I hear it. So, but might not be able to do it at all. So, what do you mean you're not going to be able to do it? Are you going
to
starve?
No, you have to go to work.
So, do it after. If it's a convenience issue that it works out better for you to do it then, that's not enough of a heter. That's not allowed. If it's just a convenience issue. Now, if Shambhalaman gives something that's for a tzarech of a mitzvah, chesed, or something like this, you know, you have to. Now, Lemaisa, Shambhalaman says anything which is not a big deal, anything which does not require any thought, really, or or anything like that, it's or too much tircha, he says that doesn't go into this isser. So for example, let's say on the way to shul you want to stop in the mailbox and mail a letter. So he says you're allowed to do that, Rabbi Felder says, because that doesn't require any extra tircha. Or for example, taking out the garbage. On your way out, you take out the garbage, so then you're allowed to do something like that. Or let's say you want to press the button on the washing machine or the washing, you know, stuff like that. But to actually go and shop and do something along those lines, you write an email, which requires, you know, you have to think about what you're doing. If it's business related, for sure, that all those type of things.
Like checking your bank account in the morning.
You shouldn't do that before davening. You need Hashem's help before you even look there. Before you even look, you need help.
That's what I think about. When you said press one button, I was thinking about.
You know, is it black or red? You know, what the ink that's coming up on the screen. You gotta dive in for that. So, okay. Now, here's something which is it's a big machloikas, okay? Here's something that's a big machloikas, and it's not clear what the psak is. But we'll say both shittas, and then we'll see what the ilum thinks. But the shaila is showering and shaving before davening. This is very shchiach de kashayel. I mean, it's very nogeya.
You want to do it so you come to shul.
So here's the question. So if you're doing it because whatever, now it works out. When am I going to go home? Go home, shower, and then go to work? I mean, it doesn't work. Now I'm getting dressed in the morning, shower, and go to. So kipshutai, it's a shochan aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's beferish, that you're not allowed to be roichitz before davening. You're not allowed to be roichitz before davening. It's a, be roichitz yourself, wash yourself before davening. So that's the gemara, that's the halacha. So shaila is there any heter to shower before davening? It seems like, what? A lot of people do, right? So, lemaisa, here, usher. Here he says, "Mutar lehistapiv likanis lemerchatz samuch l'shachris." Samuch means a half hour before the zman. That means 5 o'clock in the morning. It's half hour before the earliest zman, then you're still allowed to. But once it gets to zman tefillah, you're not allowed. Okay. So the question is there any heter for that? So B'Shomu Zalman says, there's a heter if it will help you concentrate in your daven. You'll feel more refreshed and more fresh and clean to daven. So it's really, right? So it's not anymore, it's not tzrochav, it's not your tzrochim, now it's cheftei shemayim. It's the tzarech to help your davening. But you have to know if that's true. I mean, if it's helping you davening, then maybe. But even then, Rav Shlomo Zalman is not so convinced that shampooing and doing all this stuff is really helps your davening. You know, jumping in and out of the shower, maybe, but like taking a whole good lather or whatever, he's not so convinced that that's really the purpose of what you're doing there. So. So he's misupik there, but that's kipshutai, the main heter for that, is that it's going to help you, it's going to help your davening, it's going to refresh you for davening. But it's a shaila, something to be, it's interesting. Now, as far as shaving is concerned, it says here, you're not allowed to be mistaper, which means a haircut. Rav Shlomo Zalman says a haircut and a shave is the same thing. There's no difference in cutting your hair and cutting your beard. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman's psakta is that it's aser, and Rav Moshe Feinstein's psakta is that it was aser to do it before davening. But Lemaisa, I think a lot of people are knowing that. I don't know what people do.
The haircut, you need somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine? It's complicated, right?
So a lot of people are out of rabbis have beards. You go to shul, you're all dressed, and you jump in the shower and shave, and you're all
good. Yeah. So
it's a work.
So Lemaisa, a haircut for sure is a problem. Shave, even though Ramosha and Shlomo Zalman said it was also, there are those that are more makel on it. He brings over here, I couldn't find it no Hebrew sefer brings down a heter for it. But in the English sefer, so there he brings down a heter for shaving before davening. But it's still kedai to know that it's a shaila, because if a person, it's equally convenient for him on a any particular day, you know, it's there was a maisa that Ramosha went to a yeshiva, he was by yeshiva for a, he went to yeshiva for a bris, and all the bachurim in the yeshiva were clean shaven that more from, you know, so he went over to teach bachur, apparently, so he didn't know how to shave before davening. But he brings over here.
Was he at the next bris? Was he invited?
Was he invited back? So he throws. Okay, his heter is pretty weak. His heter is pretty weak, but his heter is that if you feel like you're gonna look, it's gonna, you should have in mind that you'll look more mechubed for your davening.
Well, you're going to the
king.
Like when you're
right. Okay, so you. I know, but I'm just saying.
They don't want to daven in short.
Exactly. So if you do all that for the kavana, so I'm saying, so if that's what you do anyway, so you could just have in mind that, you know, this is going to help me have my proper appearance one before I daven, and you can walk in with that kavana. All right, but that's what Rabbi Simcha Bunu Kohen writes as a heter. But, and it's kedai to point that out, because that way, you know, you have that in mind when you're doing it. Now, there is another heter for some of these things, which is the following, which is, if you normally daven with a minyan, and your minyan is at a specific time, so if you're up now, you know, let's say shachar 7 o'clock, you're up at 6:30, you're not going to shul yet anyway, you're not davening now. Now it's not the zman of tefillah for you. I mean, it's the zman of tefillah, but I have a specific time when I daven. I daven at 7 o'clock every day. If that's the case, so Shlomo Zalman writes in a few places that that's a heter for this. Because for you, it's not your zman yet. I'm not, you know...
For doing all those things?
For doing, at least, yeah, for anything which is in borderline, like we're saying, you could rely on this, for sure. Something which is, you know, clearly invalid, he wouldn't rely on that. But something which is like borderline, these things, this shower, shave, these things aren't clear.
You can only shower if it's not time, because if it's time, you're going to be in shul.
No, I'm talking about, what about a guy davens in his house? That's what I mean. If a person davens in their house, so he's not rushing to shul anyway. So why is he davening in the house? So we have to get to the shiur about davening with a minion. That's the point. But the point
the
is...
showering everything is if you daven at home, not in shul?
So that's what I'm saying. If you daven in shul and you have a or let's say there's two minyanim, you don't have a specific one you go to. So it's 7 o'clock. You could go now, but you're pushing it off to go to the 7:30 so that you'll shave first. That's what we're talking about. You know what I mean? But if you have a specific time that you go to this place every day and it's not this man for you, you know, so then maybe there's more of a leniency on that. Okay, that's what Shlomo Zalman says. Now, okay.
Was it given a heter to daven at home? Because all the rules no. are daven at home.
It's the opposite.
It's okay to daven at home. It's a different Jew.
No, yeah. He's not doing. He's saying the opposite. He's talking about as opposed to someone that lives in Yerushalayim, that there's 15 minyanim around town, so you don't go to one specific place. Yeah. Okay. Now. Asiyas chafatzo. Right. Now, another thing included in that is in the Shulchan Aruch it says you're not allowed to travel either before davening. You're not allowed to travel before davening. Now, it does say that if you're going to miss your flight, you miss your train, it's not talking about a flight, obviously, but if you're going to miss your ride, then you're allowed to wait and daven on the ride, you know, if you have to, depending, that's complicated, what you should do when. We can talk about that maybe next year, exactly, if you're in a, you know, what should you daven sitting down during the right zman, or should you daven early, standing up in your house, it's called sugya. But the point is that if you're going to miss your trip, then maybe you're allowed to daven, you know, travel before. But stamazoi, to stam travel before you daven, so...
The mudsling like all the buses have been on the bus.
Oh, good. So on the bus itself. Right. Now, what... So the thing is that it says in the Mishnah Berurah Beferish that you're not allowed to travel before you daven, even if when you get to the place that you're going, you're going to daven there. And it's still going to be this man of tefillah. So what that means is this following. Is that according to this, it should come out. Now, obviously, if you're traveling for the purpose of a mitzvah, for example, let's say you're traveling to participate in a bris. Right? Let's say this was a shiloh always in Lakewood. You live in Lakewood, and your brother-in-law, whatever, in Brooklyn is making a bris. Right? I remember we're in Reich one time. So you're going for a mitzvah, so that's mutter, because you're not traveling for your own personal life. Remember, Born Reich said one time, he said he was going to bris for his schwager. His brother-in-law was making a bris. At 7 o'clock shacharis, you have to leave Lakewood at like 4:30 because there's so much traffic getting it. You know, he's on the road at 5 o'clock in the morning. And he's like traveling. He's like, I got up early, got a good head start. And then all of a sudden on the road, there's like all these cars on the road at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's like, man, I didn't know my brother had so many friends. where are all these guys going? You know, like you travel the road going into New York, into the Lincoln Tunnel by 7 in the morning, it's packed, you know. But anyway, so. Okay. Okay, so now your shaila is so that's what I'm saying. That's a shaila of missing your trip. So
missing your trip.
It's true, you made it. But in Lamaisa, right now that's your trip, and therefore you're gonna miss it if you don't dive and you can wait. But I'm talking about let's say, for no particular reason, or yes for a particular reason. Let's say I want to be in Miami Beach by 8 o'clock in the morning. So I have two choices. I could dive in here at 6:45, jump into my car by 7:30 and get to Miami Beach. Or I could jump in my car at 6:45, get to Miami Beach by 7:30, dive in, and then be where I have to be by 8 o'clock. Right? So according to this, it's not so poshut to do the latter one, which means that you're driving before davening, even though you're driving to shul. You know, your first stop is going to be shul. So you could argue, well, I'm just driving to shul. What's the difference if I drive to shul here or drive to shul there? But it's not true, because let's analyze it like this. You're going to work. There's a very common shaila, right? Because let's say with people going into New York from Lakewood, it was very common here also. People want to beat the traffic. So if I'm going to daven first, I'm only going to start, I have to be at work by 9 o'clock. I don't want to start driving 8 o'clock, 8:15. I would rather get in my car early, drive down to daven there, and I'll be at work in a couple minutes, right? So, so theoretically, you would think, well, I'm driving to daven, right? But you're not, because you're really driving to go to work. The shaila is, when are you doing the commute? Right? You're davening and you're commuting. Question is, when are you commuting? Are you doing your commute before davening, or are you doing your commute after davening? If you daven here, then you daven, and then you make your commute. If you're driving, so your yotze, say your commute already. So really, I would have thought, well, yeah, but not only that, then you have to come back to shower and shave, because you didn't do it yet. So Lamaisa, it's definitely, if you think about it, Kipshuta, if you're really honest with yourself, you'll realize that really you're traveling to work. You're not traveling to daven. And Lamaisa, Kipshuta, it should be a problem. But Lamaisa, I saw here, he talks about this exact shaila of Simcha Bunim Cohen, and he gives four reasons why it's mutter to do this. Yeah, he gives four reasons. They're all interesting reasons. One of them is, he says, is because making parnassah is a mitzvah. So you're traveling to do a mitzvah. But that's very hard to understand, because then according to that, the whole thing is down the tubes. Because then you can work before davening also.
I thought you were saying you could work here.
That's also shver, no. But that's one answer he gives. Another answer he says is, it depends how far you're going. Some hold the whole traveling is only if you're really literally traveling like out of the city, like an hour out of the city. With any time you're going within the city, like here to Miami Beach, wouldn't be a shaila. It's not more than an hour drive. But Lamaisa, for example, Lakewood to New York, which is a very common shaila, because if you're gonna, if you want to daven and then start traveling to New York, you're gonna get a lot of traffic. So a lot of people, what they would do is this: they would leave the house 5 a.m., get to New York. If you leave at 5 a.m., you get to New York by, you know, 6:15, 6:30, and then you could find the minyan and go to work. So, so that heter wouldn't help. But then he says, he wants to say an interesting heter. He says, let's say you could daven in your place, but there's no minyan. And the other place is a minyan, and you're allowed to travel to get a minyan. So you are allowed to. Okay? So he says, let's say there's a minyan here, but it doesn't work for my schedule. I can't make that minyan. So it's like there's no minyan here. So I'm traveling there to make a minyan. Because if I have to make minyan over here, it's going to mess up my schedule. So he wants to say from the Sheva to Levi that it could be that it's considered that there's no minyan over here. So if for your commute it's better, you know, it works out better to daven over there, maybe that's mutter.
But doesn't the whole idea of messing up your schedule go against driving somewhere else to daven? In other words, you're putting something before daven.
Right.
Right? So what's this?
No, but we're trying to change it that I'm not really driving to go to work now. I'm driving to catch a minion. So it's tzarech mitzvah. And then it works out conveniently that I'll be next to my work. That's the point. Okay? The ma'isa, I think the minhag ha'olam is to be makel on this, but it's also good to know because for no reason, if you don't have any reason, just in the mood, you know, you can remember that it's not so simple to travel. Like, for example, let's say you're going on vacation. You're going to Orlando. So you could leave at 4 a.m. or whatever. Now, if you're leaving way before the Zman Tefillah, it's one thing. But let's say, you know, it's not before the Zman Tefillah. I'm going to start making a head start. I'll go 2 hours I'll catch a minion in Boca, and then I'll get an hour head start on my trip. It's not so simple. Right. You should really daven first before you start traveling. Okay? So, if it's a half hour before the Zman, so that's pretty early. But if you're leaving a half hour before the Zman, you know, but I know when we drive up north, sometimes you want to make these, you know, I'll get a head start, I'll leave early, and then I'll 4 hours into the trip, I'll stop. You have to realize that traveling before the davening is not necessarily so simple. Again, if you're catching a flight, that's one thing, but you're making your own trip, it's better to always daven first. Okay? Okay, now. Here's now the big one. Here's the biggie, which is eating and drinking before davening. Okay? So eating and drinking before davening. So look, the Gemara in Brachas says, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Oisi hishlachta achrei gavecha. It says, Hashem says, you threw me behind your back. And the Gemara says, Al tikri gavecha ela ge'echa, which means, you threw me, Hashem says, it's like you threw me behind your gaiva. Which means, the Gemara says, it's referring to someone that eats before davening. That you take care of your gaiva first, you know, to make yourself big and strong, and then you're thinking about Hashem. So that's what the Gemara says. And there's another thing. The Gemara says, that says a lav, person eats before davening, he's over a pasuk in the Torah. It says, Loi soichlu al hadam. Loi soichlu al hadam. Do not eat on blood. What does that mean? So what does it mean? Loi soichlu. Do not eat al hadam before you daven for your own health. And it's before you daven, you shouldn't eat before you daven. So it's an isser in the Torah to eat before you daven. What?
They learned it out from that pasuk.
Yeah. Which is, by the way, it's interesting because that's the same pasuk that we learned the isser of a ben Sayer or Moira from. So it's pretty up there. Okay? So now, the Gemara says, since we learn out the pasuk of from the isser of Lesoichu al Adam, from the isser to eat before davening, from this whole issue of gaiva, it's only something which is done for gaiva purposes. Something which has no gaiva involved. It's not a chosh of drink or food. It's mutter. So for example, you're allowed to drink water before davening. Because that doesn't involve any gaiva. That's a simple thing. Or anything for refuah. Anything which is for refuah purposes is also mutter. Okay, so now, there is another thing. I don't want to let this heter get blown out of proportion. But, so first of all, for sure medicine. Also someone who's sick, who's ill, and it's for his health. He needs to eat for his health before the davening. It's also mutter. Okay? What about if you have to eat, but not for your health, but you have to eat in order to help you concentrate?
For sure, good. You want to daven?
So you're saying it's to help you daven. That's gufa to help you daven. So it's not for your gaiva, it's to help you daven. So listen to this. The Bir Halacha says like this. It's unbelievable. The Bir Halacha says, Ish cholosh she'enu yochol lahamid al nafshoi ad eis shegoyim ratzibur tfilosam beveis haknesses. By the time the shul's over, this guy can't, he's hungry, and he's even weak, he says. Okay? We're not even just talking about a guy that's, you know, hungry for no reason. But he's going to get weak, he needs to daven, he's not sick, he's not an ill person. But it would help him, it would give him a boost to eat before davening. So he says like this, Toiv yoiser, the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's better, lahatu lo shiyispala la'atzmai beveisoi, baboiker v'yoichal, v'achakach yilich lebeis haknesses v'shmei hakadosh. He says such a guy that he can't hold, he's not going to be able to concentrate. You know what he should do? He should daven at home without a minion. Daven b'yichidus without a minion. And then eat, and then come to shul to catch Kriyas HaTorah. So he's taking this pretty far. That means that he's talking about a guy over here. That's better. In other words, he's saying the isser of eating before davening outweighs the mitzvah to daven with a minion.
This doesn't go for Shabbos, though.
We didn't even have a cold cake in the morning for Shabbos?
Wait till we get to Shabbos.
What's the difference? He wants kokosh in the morning with the coffee.
Shabbos is a little different.
The cup's different on Shabbos.
Than regular.
Because we make our davening later.
We're going to fucking get a job to Shabbos.
So.
What is the Lubavitch?
We recorded that. We already got on tape once for that. We're not going to go on it again. but what do they do?
Now they say that you shouldn't eat.
You shouldn't daven to eat. You should eat to daven or something. I hear you should also daven in the right time, and you won't have a problem. That's the second point. I would also be hungry if I davened at 11 o'clock. So now, so Mishnah Berurah says, Lamaisa, that now I don't know if every place it goes like that, because the person we're talking about, a weak person, we're talking about someone that, you know, he's not going to be able to handle the whole davening. That's one thing. But for sure, just because it's going to make you feel better, Mishnah Berurah is being pretty machmer on this in this inyan of eating before. So again, if it's the refuah. Refuah means you need it. Doctor says that your health depends on eating before. You can't fast, right? You got to eat. There's someone that's a little diabetic. There's people that need to eat. So that's a vada muta, because you're not doing it for gaiva. You're not doing it to make yourself, just going doing it for health. If you have to take medicine before, or water or something like that. Now let me just see what he says, because so far he's been coming up with some good heterim over here. So. Yeah, you gotta, you wanna walk, you wanna keep. he's been coming up with, yeah. So the sick, the weak, or elderly, okay? A weak or elderly person who needs to eat immediately upon rising may eat before prayer. Okay, that's a weak or elderly person or sick, yeah. Okay, we're gonna talk about coffee. One who wakes up very hungry and cannot concentrate on his prayers is permitted. Okay.
Women, because they're not, it's not a...
Okay, we'll talk about women and we'll talk about coffee, okay? Hold on. Now... Now... If a case, in a case, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, in a case that a person, it's a borderline, it's a gray area, and a person feels like, you know, he's in the situation that he's allowed to eat before davening, he's a little weak right now, or whatever. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says he should say brachas, and he should also say kriya shema. Because part of davening is you want to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim. You're saying Hashem is Zechar, Hashem is the King. You want to make sure you just say that before you eat. So even in a borderline case, that theoretically maybe it's mutter to eat, Rav Shlomo Zalman says to stay safe, it's better to say all the brachas and Kriya Shema. All right. So in a borderline case, you should at least say Kriya Shema and
all Kriya Shema or the first one.
All. Okay. Also, and now these weeks, by the way. Anyway, you should say Kriya Shema before davening on Shabbos and whatever. If the Zman, you may be coming very close to the Zman. I think the second Zman is like 9:14 this Shabbos. So if you daven 9 o'clock, it could be even earlier. If you daven 9 o'clock, you got to make sure you say Shema before davening. That's beside the point. Okay? So now, like this. So we said that water is mutter. Water is mutter. What about coffee? What about coffee? So there's two mahalchim. Everything is a sugya. There's two mahalchim in the Indian of coffee. Okay? Mishnah Berurah already writes that in his time, and he quotes earlier Paiskim, that everyone would drink coffee before davening. But there's two basic mahalchim in how to understand why you're allowed to drink coffee before davening. One is, the Mishnah Berurah's mashma is because you can't really concentrate without coffee. And we're talking about you can't concentrate. It helps you concentrate. It boosts, gives you the boost you need to get your day off the right start. You can't concentrate or whatever it is. So it's mutter. So therefore, you're doing it really not for gaiva. You're not doing it because you know you're trying to relax or whatever. You're doing it because it just you need it for to get your morning going.
We didn't accept that with food. The person needed food to do it.
No, we didn't say you needed food to do it. We said that by the time they're finished davening, he's going to be hungry. That's what we said.
Coffee anyway is just water.
Oh, that's the other. That's our Chashochan. Very good.
Everything's just water.
Yeah. So that's the thing is, with the Mishnah Berurah, as heter is not so simple, because according to the Mishnah Berurah, what's going to be in a case where first of all, what's according to the Mishnah Berurah with decaf? Do you need the decaf to get you going? I don't know if that helps you, right? Right, the decaf, and also Mishnah Berurah. Right, so what if a guy wants to have decaf before? All of a sudden it's not so posh, right? Yeah, but the decaf one could argue that's more like a guy issue. In other words, you're sitting down, drinking your coffee, even for no reason, right? Number one. Number two is, what about the sugar and the milk? Mishnah Berurah says you can have a black coffee with no sugar, no milk. Because, right? So. Yeah. What, so that's a strict reading. The strict reading of the Mishnah Berurah is like that. Okay, but already the Marsham, who is an earlier Pesach, and the Aruch HaShulchan and Shlomo Zalman, they all write that this whole thing is not the pshat why we're allowed to drink coffee. It's not because it gives you a boost and it gets you going, so you only need the coffee, not the decaf, and you don't need the sugar and all this stuff. It's not the pshat. The pshat is like what Perry was saying. The pshat is that coffee is really you just added something to the water. It's just like water. Just like water is not gaiva because it's just a drink, it's a simple drink, okay? So coffee is just something you're adding to the water.
Any juice today?
So juice is not water. You squeeze juice,
dilute,
is not water.
Dilute water with dilute juice. With
so it depends on your purposes. You're giving taste to the water. So therefore, if the word is that you're giving taste to the water, okay, so then you can understand that that since the only way for you to drink this, okay, is with the sugar, you're not drinking the sugar for what we call in gaiva, to make it a geshmaka drink. You can't get it down without that. So it's again, it's just to help give taste to the water, which already has the taste from the coffee. And same thing with the milk. Although the Aruch HaShulchan says an interesting argument to say that the milk is not so posh. So why? Because he said you're not supposed to. He has a whole alumnus there, the milk. But in the end, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Lamaisa, that the oilam is makel on coffee with sugar and milk. The Aruch HaShulchan already. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Why? Because our mina, we can't even take a. Right, exactly. Because it was very funny. Because I was trying to find the heter, so I opened this sefer, the Piskei Tshuvos, which is written by. It's like everyone uses it, but it's written by Chassidish Peskim. So they bring down the Mishnah Berurah and says the poshur mavur the whole thing that coffee with sugar and tea is not a problem at all. You know, it's poshur, and that's all the Peskim say, that it's simple. And according to this, really, even the decaf is really mutter. Because it's really just helping you. You know, you want to have a warm drink before davening. But according to all this, by the way, it's still like a cappuccino or anything like really fancy. You don't really need that. It's not to calm you. You're not drinking it just to give taste to the water. That's an additional. That's the sugar is adding real taste. It's not just taking away the bitterness of the coffee or whatever.
I have a tough time with this because a person doesn't drink coffee to give taste to the water. A true person drinks coffee because he likes coffee. If he wanted to give taste to the water, he put some of those real things in
water. The matzias of coffee.
It doesn't matter where it's.
What about Coca-Cola? Is that water?
Exactly.
And that's I'm not sure.
Every drink is raw water that you're gonna drink.
I know, that's the problem with this. I'm not sure why Coke is going to be different. No, I'll tell you why, because Coke, because you added it in and you diluted it into the water. So now you're putting the sugar not to give so much positive taste. You're just doing the sugar because really you want to have the coffee, which is just coloring the water. The Coke is the Coke, right? That's what I'm saying. A cappuccino, something like that. You can't do. Okay, whatever you need to drink your coffee. But if you're like, you know, that's for sure, right? So even instant is really diluted.
Best example of gaiva because you see people drinking coffee. They're drinking it slowly. They're not drinking like you're going to drink a cup of water.
It's coffee.
You haven't seen me drink my morning coffee.
Because you like coffee.
Yeah. That thing's got to get that.
All right, so the heter applies for you, but I'm saying most people don't
think so. The Mishnah does say that to drink it in a with a bunch of people together, that could be is awesome. Because you're drinking with a few people together, that you're ready to making
like
a party event.
Of a guy for drink.
Yeah, but they're not at 6 a.m.
Why not?
It's not, because that's not the... You want to get a hot drink in the morning, right?
So now, my wife won't talk to me.
What? It's a part of life.
So now the Lamaisa, so this is one thing in Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting. There's a difference between Rosh Hashanah and the Shavua. You know, sometimes it's not so common anymore. But you take the sugar cube and put it in your mouth and drink the tea. So that's already not so into that. That Mishum Zalman is not so excited about, even though the Mishabura is okay with it. But that's already not so simple. Okay. Now, the mice of the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Zalman says that he's not arguing on the Mishnah Berurah. He says the reason the Mishnah Berurah asks Aser, the milk and the sugar, says because back then it was a delicacy. The Stam coffee was a black coffee. Now you can even afford milk and sugar if you wanted to, right? So it was like it was a delicacy. You added it in when you had it. You added in the sugar. It was the whole thing. So that already that's the Mishnah Berurah's asering.
You're Keurig today.
Right. But if he says nowadays most people just the Stam coffee is that would be okay. So now you were asking, are you allowed to go buy a coffee? So l'chora, that's okay, because you're not doing it for afterwards to plan your day out. It's convenience. You want a coffee for now, so you're allowed to have the coffee now. So you're allowed to have the coffee now. You're allowed to buy the coffee now. But if you're only buying the coffee now to drink it later, that problem. Now what's with noshim, with women? Are they allowed to eat before davening, not eat before davening? Now, this is a little complicated sugya, but the bottom line is like this. Women have the same issur to eat before davening as men. A woman is not allowed to eat before davening, just like a man is not allowed to eat before davening. The only thing is that the chiv tefillah for women in the first place is different than the chiv tefillah for men. The chiv tefillah for men is you have to say their set tefillah. But many women, they don't daven the whole tefillah anyway. Many women, all they daven, you know, if a woman has young children and can't get, it's hard for her to. So all they say is brachas. If they get around to saying Shemoneh Esrei, so they got to check, you know. But their ikur, what they accept upon themselves, like the Magen Avraham says, is to make a bakasha. Every day you should make a mention of some bakasha and a shvach and thank Hashem. This is shekriya shema and that's it. So therefore, the chiv tefillah for women is only, let's call it brachas. So therefore, most women, they won't eat before davening, but they'll eat after they say brachas. Why? Because for them, they were yotzei their ikar mitzvah of tefillah. Because they said brachas already. A man that said brachas is not getting you any. You're not done yet. Since you're not done yet, you can't eat. But for a woman, once she says brachas, then she's already fulfilled her ikar chiv tefillah. So now she's allowed to eat.
When is a man done?
Ashman Esrei. Yeah. After Shemoneh Esrei. Now, what about Kiddush, Taka? So what's with Kiddush? Now, the halacha is like this. If a person, let's say, you're not allowed to even drink water, you're not allowed to drink water before you make Kiddush. You're not allowed to do anything before Kiddush.
One second, on Shabbos,
you're not allowed to drink coffee
before Kiddush.
Oh, you're not allowed to drink coffee or water before Kiddush. Hold on, I know. I'm just saying, but as far as Kiddush is concerned, you're not allowed to drink water or coffee or anything before Kiddush. So why before davening you're allowed to drink water or coffee? Because since you didn't daven yet, you can't make Kiddush. It's not the Zman Kiddush yet.
And when does davening start? In other words, I'm taking my coffee with me to shul.
That's fine. Until after you finish Shemoneh Esrei.
I can drink the coffee.
Well, you can't drink in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra.
No, but
you're not allowed to drink in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. That's separate issue.
So when do I have to put the coffee down?
And before when you start davening.
Before breakfast.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, somewhere in there. But the point is that the point is that the Chiv Kiddush is only after you finish davening. After you finish davening, now you can have a suda. Since you can have a suda, now it's the Zman of Kiddush. So therefore, once it's Zman of Kiddush, you're not allowed to drink even coffee or water, even until you make Kiddush. But before davening, it's not the Zman of Kiddush yet, it's not the Zman of Tefillah, so now there's no Chiv Kiddush. Out Tefillah, I'm allowed to drink water before davening, so you're allowed to drink water and drink coffee before davening. The thing where it gets thing, what about a woman? So a woman... What?
The garage man, and you can go till 10:30 and drink your coffee.
Okay.
What do you mean?
When does man's feel over?
Starts at 10:30.
The davening starts at 10:30.
I hear. Okay.
But you would have already had this ish.
When? Shabbos morning?
Shabbos morning. Shabbos
is this?
But if you would have already had this ish, that means you've already had this.
Yeah, anyway, but probably you davened before anyway, Shachris. You're just going for Kriyas HaTorah because you know we're missing Zman Tefillah. So if you're already davened. So anyway, so
it sounds like Kiddush was instituted by the guy that owns the wine store.
No, so instead, the only thing is, what about the ladies on Shabbos morning? So here's an interesting shayla. The ladies Shabbos morning, it comes out that there's more of a that there's a chumrah here for a woman over a man. If a man says brachis and a woman says brachis, so we're saying that there's a kula for a woman, but she's allowed to eat and drink and everything after brachis. She's already allowed to eat and drink after brachis because that's her davening. So she's allowed to eat and drink. But a man who said brachis, he's not allowed to eat or drink yet. Now what happens? A man says brachis and a woman says brachis on Shabbos morning. So he didn't daven yet. So he's still allowed to drink his coffee. He doesn't have to make Kiddush. But the woman who said brachas, why is she allowed to eat her coffee and her cake? Because she davened already. If she davened already, then she's got to make Kiddush. So the halacha is that a lady who said brachas already, and she's about to eat, she has to make Kiddush. Because for her, it's already the zman of the suda. So Moshe has a tshuva not like this, whatever, but because she's not allowed to have her suda without her husband, she's meshubah to her husband. But the pashtus is that's halacha. That a woman, on Shabbos morning, should taka make kiddush before she eats after brachas. A man, after brachas, is still allowed to have the coffee and everything like that. While she's at it, you know. Very good. Okay. Shkoyach.